Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for another day, for the gift of life given to us, and for showing us the way. Without you, we would know nothing in this world. Of course, our eyes can see substance. We can see the skies, the moon, the stars. We see heavens, see the planets. We see a lot of things, but we don't understand creation and why you did what you did. Father, I thank you for showing us today the path to take. Also in this little subject, he sent them saviors. Amen. Well, you probably remember all we said yesterday, and we didn't get very far when it comes to reading the scripture in John chapter 10, verse 24 to 38. But we understood that Jesus Christ was the first creation of God. And I like to put in the scripture that is written in Ephesians in chapter 1 to explain and further clarify how God does things. Because in chapter 1, Ephesians 1 and verse 4, or we could read from verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with every spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. So Jesus Christ has a Father, right? The Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. There are people that try to make Jesus Christ the Father. And I'd like to explain that part, how that people really look at Jesus Christ as the Father. But we'll get back to that later on. Verse 4, even as he, the Father, has chose us in him, in Jesus Christ, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blemish before him in love. That fourth verse is really an explainer to a lot of things. We are chosen by God the Father in Jesus Christ, who was the first one who was created. The beginning of the creation of God is actually Jesus the Christ, the first creation. So Jesus Christ is created. Some people say Jesus is eternal. Well, he has a beginning. And when you read John chapter 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word. All right. So Jesus, when he started out, he was involved in the beginning. All right, the Word itself is the expression of God Almighty. And out of the expression of God Almighty, when he says a word, then it becomes materialized. It receives a substance. So if he chose us, so God chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world, so that we should be holy, all right? And also when you jump down a few more verses, he says in verse 5, having foreordained us unto adoption as sons through Jesus Christ, and to himself. All right. So we are adopted sons through Jesus Christ unto God, according to the good pleasure of his God's will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, which he freely bestowed on us in the beloved. So he chose us because when Jesus Christ expressed his will and lived a life with a standard, God loved that standard, and anyone who try to live the standard of Jesus Christ will be the beloved of God, in whom we have our redemption through his blood. All right. So there was blood in the beginning. So then it had to be redeemed through blood. And the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound towards us in all wisdom and prudence. And now verse 9 is also a key word to understand things. Making known unto us the mystery of his will. So God has a mystery. He has a will. There is a secret. And God, when he was alone and didn't have any creation around him, he hadn't even created angels yet. All the way where he started, it says here, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in him. My Lord. So we read here that God had a purpose. All right. And then when I read that part, I want to go back to St. John again. So here in Ephesians chapter 1, and for what he wrote here, what Paul wrote, it gives us an understanding that he purposed things in his self, purposed in him. And also, I don't know how far we're going to go back down there, but we'll leave the thought of the purpose of God's will, because that was in the beginning, before he started creation. All right. Now, we can go back to John chapter 10 again. And now, in verse 26, but you believe not, because you are not of my sheep. Because my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, and no one shall snatch them out of my hand, my Lord. Isn't that wonderful? In verse 29, my Father, who hath given them unto me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. And then verse 30, I and the Father are one. Let that sink in. Remember now, when Jesus is saying and telling the people that are listening to him, and he is now speaking a very secret way of understanding things. Because if we can catch here what the Lord Jesus Christ is saying, we will escape a lot of turmoil and confusion around the Word of God. Because remember, when God created us, let's go to that. You and I, we are created in Christ or through the Lord Jesus Christ, even before the foundation of the world. Is that something? So you and I, we were in God's mind, in His Spirit, before He started forming the universe, the planets, the stars, and everything that you see. Every substance that is now visible is set there because He had a plan. He wanted to create images. He wanted to create a creation that simulates Himself, that have the same qualities, have the same drive inside, the same ability to communicate so that there can be reasonable questions and sensible answers to the questions. All right? So, and when God created the human being, He actually did not only create one. Of course, in creation, it will start with one, but then it will multiply. And that's what God said, multiply, replenish the earth. Because the earth was going to be filled up and filled up again. So we may come back to that another time. But here, the Lord is actually creating every soul that is ever going to live on the face of this earth. And in time, He set up, like we would understand today, He set up a work week from Monday through Sunday, or you can say from the first to the seventh day of the week. And of course, when He started creating man like this, and He started with Adam, and then He formed Eve, so they could be a couple, and they started replenishing the earth. Now we have come to several millions or billions of people, but they were all created before the foundation of the world. It is the only thing, the only difference is that everyone was not placed in the Garden of Eden. He did not put 15 to 20 million people, a billion people in the Garden of Eden. He put one, and then He put Eve. So now there are two. And then He started building and progressing from there. But every soul, if Paul is right, if the Bible is right, we are chosen in Him before the foundation of the world. That's wonderful. So there are people today that are not yet born, but they will be given birth in the millennium kingdom. So there is an extra day coming. We have now lived on the earth for six full days. We are now coming to the closing of the sixth day. And the seventh day, which is the Sabbath in biblical terminology, that Sabbath day, 1,000 years, has not yet started. And whatever is going to be born in a millennium kingdom was actually already planned and thought of and created in the mind of God before Adam's Eden had started. So that means God has control over every soul. Isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah. All right. And when Jesus then is telling, because creation is one thing, then there is education, schooling. When God created you and started you, you had no memory of anything because you are a new beginning in God. And now he's going to start to educate you. And that goes for every soul. I know there are some children that never get to be old enough to make choices, but leave them in the hands of God. Remember, God is love. And everything he does is because he sees the reason for every single person. Whatever life they have, whatever choice comes up their way, that is what they will have to do and deal with. But when it comes then to creation, where God started, he had to put in the the spirit of Lucifer for man to make a choice. And I'm not going to go into the details there. But when Jesus said that in verse 26, but you believed not. What is it that they don't believe? What is the problem with them seeing Jesus acting like he did, performing miracles, speaking as if he is God? Because in verse 30 it says, I and the Father are one. All right. That is because when God, before he started the creative thing, when he created you in his mind, he went through every detail of the choices that you would make in your lifetime. So all what you do is registered. Remember, there is a book of life. There is a book of works. And when we come to Revelation chapter 20, verse 11 and 12 up to 14, if you read a part there, that books were open and the people were judged according to the works that they had done. All right. There are different resurrections and judgments, but that part speaks about a book where works are written. Okay, so if the works are written, then God knows everything that we would do. Even before we are born, God knows every heartbeat that you are going to have in your lifetime. He knows every thought that you make, every decision. He sees grief, he sees greed, he sees love, he sees gentleness. Well, he sees it all. Hallelujah. So, therefore, when we are put in a garden, like if it was the Garden of Eden, we will see the two trees, which are not trees, but they're spiritual laws. And then we are offered to do things, to perform things, and we will use our mind and we will use our heart, our spirit, to make choices. And those choices are very important because God sees the motive behind your choice. That's why he could write down, like Jesus said, but you believe not. How would Jesus know that they believe not? Because you are not of my sheep. How can Jesus know who is of his sheep? Very clever of the Lord to use expressions like that. But it is not very difficult, because God, who is a spirit, he gives you and me all his spirit. Right? Every person who lives here on earth has a portion of the Spirit of God. That doesn't mean that you are godly. That doesn't mean that you are righteous. That it only means that you have the offer of making a choice. And the choice in your life, that is what God saw from the beginning of the world to the end, and from the beginning of your life until your end. He saw all the decisions that you would make. And in you, if there is humility, if there is a desire to walk with the Lord, then your exampleship will prove it. It will be displayed in your actions in life. And one way, one specific way to see if you have a desire to be a sheep of the Lord Jesus Christ, one answer there is if you can detect that God is speaking to Jesus Christ, and that Jesus Christ is not making these things out of his own self. Very important to understand that part, right? So my sheep hear my voice. But what kind of a voice is it that they hear? They hear through Jesus Christ the voice of God. The voice of God in the expressions of the Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that wonderful? Remember, Jesus Christ is not God. He is not God the Father. Remember, Jesus cannot be his own Father. And you say, well, but then there is two. I'll say, hey, God is one spirit, and he takes of his spirit and he plants in his creation a portion of his spirit, right? So then today we say we have about 10 billion people on earth. That means there are 10 billion small portions of God's Spirit shared to every individual that is given right to live on this face, the face of this earth. Does that make 10 billion gods? No. It just means God gives them a right to live and to make their decisions so that they can be the part that God can judge in the time to come, because he will see the right decisions and he will see the mind of the person thinking. Remember, Lucifer was once an angel that were given a great opportunity to be a leader in that big, vast kingdom that God has. And he was perfect. But in Ezekiel chapter 28, he speaks, until iniquity was found in him. All right. So there rises up a thought. I want to make me, myself, a supreme leader. I want to make myself to be a god, right? And here is where the ditch is. Here is where the trap comes. You want to become a god. And when you see, now I go back to John chapter 10. And when he says, my sheep hears my voice. All right, what is Jesus actually saying? I can put it like this. Jesus Christ is hearing the voice of the Father. And he is acting upon the voice of the Father as the Father is inspiring him to do it or to say it. My voice becomes then the voice of the Father, right? But it is still the corporal body of Jesus Christ who is uttering the will of God. Therefore, when they see the actions of Jesus Christ, they are attracted to the actions that Jesus had. And they will say, the people will say, my, that's God. Hallelujah. This is God Almighty. But Jesus Christ is not God Almighty. He is just expressing the will of God Almighty. And that is the difference between the sheep and the wolf. Because the wolf say, I want that power. I want to have the ability to express myself like the Lord Jesus is expressing himself. I want the power to make the difference in the world. But Jesus Christ never had that desire. The only desire he had was to be that instrument that God could use without taking advantage of it himself. Jesus was the most humble person that has ever walked on the face of this earth, because he did not make a credit to himself for what he did. He gave all the credit back to the Father. Hallelujah. And when Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them and they follow me, that means that's very simple. My sheep is hearing the same voice that I am expressing, because I'm expressing the will of the Father. And in this way, I know them. Think about Peter when he said to Jesus Christ, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. And Jesus said to Peter, you did not say that out of yourself. You said that because it is revealed to you by my Father. And upon this church, upon this word, upon this revelation, I will build my church. Well, it doesn't look like we are getting very far, but I'd like to take the time to elaborate and look a little deeper into the dialogue that Jesus had with his Father, and how that his disciples were able to recognize the Father through Jesus Christ. May God bless you today. We will continue. Amen.